you know, I told you, we got 75% of Wicked Tree. 75%. We tried to go for 100, but as usual, you know, it's the damn damn drummer. So what's going on, guys?
The day job blues. Hey, guys,
what's going on, man?
What's up, Kaz?
Yeah, this is cool.
Thank you for having us, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the EP came out, and well, I'll tell you the whole story, actually. So the EP had come out, and you know, as we were talking about off air, I mean, I've been a little bit busy with the moving stuff. So listening to stuff, new stuff, hasn't been real high on the list. And a few weeks ago, I was, you know, I get the new release thing from Spotify, and there's this song listed from Wicked Tree that I'd never heard of before. And I'm like, son of a bitch, they don't love us anymore. So I go to listen to it.
Fitty was the first person that bought the CD, man. I don't want to hear it. Oh, yeah. She like within seconds, that's boom.
True. That is true.
PayPal hit and was like blown up. True. And man, it was like, yeah, she is the first person who bought our EP.
Yeah. But so I go to listen to the song, and what it is it's those bridge effects that you guys use between the songs. But I hadn't listened to the EP yet. So my first thought is, oh, man, somebody's screwing with Wicked Tree. but then I go to listen to the remixes because I want to hear this stuff with Derek on it. And then it all made sense. So but at that point, it's like, yeah, you know, Rick had the chance to talk to you guys. I never had the chance to talk to you guys. And so, damn it, we're going to make it happen. And here we are.
Thank you. Thank you for having us, guys. Appreciate it, man.
So let's see. So the best I can remember, you guys, I think the first single came out like maybe September 2019, October, somewhere around in there.
Yeah.
Right around there.
So
that was hit the ground running, I think.
No, it was Wicked Tree.
Yeah.
Wicked Tree was the first one. And you know, of course that did really well here. And you guys rolled into 2020, and we, you know, new single about every, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 weeks or so.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right.
And you guys were really building up some great momentum. Started, you know, we would chat offline, and you guys were talking about getting ready to do live stuff, and then COVID hit.
Yeah that it was kind of I mean God bless all the people that had it affected and whatnot, but what's happened with that is now we've kind of hunkered down here in the studio and have gotten more organic with the bringing in of Derek and his stuff. You've obviously heard what he did on the EP. It just blows us away, man. So now we've been becoming and doing a lot more stuff, recording things. So we've really got a lot of cool material I think you guys are going to really, really like. We're guilty of holding it back. And that's kind of purposeful that we're doing that's this way. So when we do come out, we're going to just like shoot you in the face with a shotgun, man. Yeah, I think you're really going to like what we do. It's cool. Derek has brought so much to the band, as a whole, and we've really just organically grown a lot from it, man. It's just the sounds and everything is so cool. What we're doing is so cool. The way we work together now is like really, really great. So yeah, we're real happy with Derek, and we're really happy with the direction of the band, how things are going. Far as me, I've been busy doing a lot of the marketing stuff like that. So we're trying to get a lot of more things like that. You're going to see a lot more stuff coming out here in the future once we get a few things together. So yeah, it's been a lot of work behind the scenes, but I think what's going to come out of it in the end is going to be really, really something that all you fans will like. And just a quick shout out to everybody, man, and all over the world. Thank you so much for supporting us. And Australia especially, you guys are rocking. Oh, man, the stuff I see coming out of you guys, just what you're listening to, thank you so much. And thank you, everybody around the world, man. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and Kaz, you kind of hit on the next question I had, which is, here you are, you know, a new band on the scene, and then everything shuts down. But yet, I mean, you guys have this incredible worldwide following now. Mm-hmm. And you're talking about the stuff that you know, you have down in the pipeline coming up. But right. what did you guys do? And this is the question that I think a lot of artists are going to be interested in. What did you guys do with you know, without the ability to ever get out? I mean, I've been out and played live. So what did you guys do to be able to build your following while folks are just sitting at home?
Oh, a lot of it is just getting our stuff out there. And there's so many different platforms that everybody has. I mean, the good thing about CD Baby is it's able to produce your stuff and put it out there through different platforms and venues throughout the world. And then once you are aware of who's playing what and where, I mean, we even have fans in the Democratic Republic of Congo that are hitting us up on the daily, man, and asking questions and looking for stuff. So it's really amazing, the stuff and the different platforms, like stations that are out throughout the world, and getting our stuff out even on the smallest little thing, and just generates so much fan base back to us. And yeah, even though we haven't played live a lot or around anywhere in the world, but I mean, we got people all over listening to our stuff. So it's really just an interesting way of doing it, and just keeping in touch with them every day. I mean, there's like 7,000 people on Reverb Nation, you know, and I fan them and stuff, and things come back and they're really happy with what we do and just stuff like that. It's a lot of hard work, and I don't want to say what I do while I'm on my day job, but I mean, something actually happens there. So in the middle of the night, I wake up and I get like a couple hours of sleep, and I'm talking to somebody in like India, and hey, well, you're really great. It's like, hey, thanks, man. Just like keeping in touch with everybody's like, that's what we do.
Well,
and Chaz really does a great job of that. I mean, just in the past week, just on Instagram, we've jumped up a lot, and we have our day jobs. We are four guys that work our day jobs, but you know, we are musicians, and we
buy our stuff so you don't have to anymore.
And we're going to continue to put out music. But we also love the music so much that we're going to work, you know, harder to put the effort into reaching out to people. We can't play out live, so what we're going to do is put that energy into the platforms that will allow people to hear us. And then when we can play out live, we're going to bring it to you at 110%.
Definitely.
Without a doubt. You know, so and we've got some pent-up frustration here. So, you know, God help the person who's listening at the bottom of that stage when we bring it to you. Because we're gonna unleash it.
I got a new SVT. So,
yep. Oh Jesus! Yeah. So, I mean, you guys started as a three piece, and then you brought Derek in, and you know,
yeah.
For the folks listening, I mean, Derek White, we're familiar with Derek's stuff.
Oh yeah,
yeah, definitely.
We were definitely familiar with Derek's stuff. Derek was with Shades of August.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Oh, you guys, so rocked. So rocked.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I actually just saw the guys last weekend. So everyone's doing well. When that band broke up, it wasn't for bad reasons. It was all for good reasons. It was jobs, family. It was all good stuff. So we're all still good friends.
And that's good to hear. I mean, I Brian and I, we haven't chatted on Facebook in forever, but... I see some of the stuff that Brian's doing, which is just flipping incredible.
Yeah, and Kaz, that was one of the hardest working bands in Delaware. One of the hardest working original bands in Delaware.
I can believe that.
They did it. They worked hard, man.
So, what was it like joining the Senior Citizens Club when you came over to Wicked Tree?
Oh man, you know, I actually. I hadn't played in almost a year when Chris had called me up. Once everything kind of fell through with Shades, I don't want to say I lost the motivation, but you just put so much into it that you kind of need to have some time to regroup. So I had just picked up the guitar maybe a month or two before Chris had called me. So it was perfect timing. I was like, okay, I'm getting my chops back up. I won't look like a total dick. You know? So it was just great timing. He sent over the tunes, let me know what they were thinking, where they were coming from. And I was eager to join. But I've known Chris for a while now too. So that in and of itself is a draw.
Great.
But I'm happy to be here. I'm grateful to be here.
Great fit. Being here in Delaware, it's not like being in Nashville or larger cities. You know, the pond that you have to draw from is very small because your criteria is such that, okay, you got to have the chops. You got to have a look. You got to have the personality to get along. The ego is left at the door.
Right.
And so then you go down from having 30 people to maybe 3. And we actually didn't even have 3. And, and we knew when we were a 3-piece Wicked Tree, we knew that, hey, we're putting out some decent music, but we can be better.
Definitely.
We need a guitar spark in this band. And when Derek got back to me and then he came over for the first time for rehearsal, it was like, oh man, you're not going anywhere.
Right.
Yeah, you're not going anywhere.
he definitely made an impression on me, and it was right out of the gate, man. Yeah. But I think it was like maybe our 4th or 5th or even 6th, like get together and whatnot. And I think Derek just kind of just relaxed and cut loose. And I was like, holy fuck, man. It was like, wow. I don't care but it was just like, man, I just sat down there and he floored it. And I was like, this is it, man. I was like so happy.
We've had a lot of fun in rehearsals.
Yeah. And then, like I said, you're going to hear that translate into what we're doing next coming out on our LP coming
up.
And it's like, oh my God, man. Yeah, the cat's amazing. Really, really good. I am super stoked that he's with the band.
Well, I think I told you guys that you know, for me as a fan and a listener, that guitar piece was the missing piece of the puzzle.
Yeah,
and
totally.
And then you guys announced Derek, and it took me a minute, but when I went to the bio, I went, well, holy shit. No, I know this guitar work. And and so I was real curious how it was all going to blend together. And then you guys start releasing the remixes of stuff with Derek on it. And it's like, it's like you guys knew that this was going to be the end product. You were just waiting for that to happen because it blends together just absolutely perfectly.
Cause it seems that way. It worked out that way. It was meant to be that way. On a couple of these songs, Chaz came up with these nasty bass, dirty, grungy bass lines, but it needed something else to follow that driving bass. And, you know, Game of Fools is one of those songs. And Derek came in with this just nasty, raw, funky guitar. And it's like, oh, this is a different level now. This is where the song needed to be.
Yep.
Yeah, a couple of them, it changed the entire feel of the song, but it was still the original song, but it just changed the energy in
absolutely. The song. Yep.
So and so you bring Derek into the fold, you do remixes, and then here was it just at the beginning of the year, right at the end of last year, you guys released the Wicked Tree EP, and as I've already admitted to, I didn't get a chance to listen to it until just a few weeks ago, but you took that things even a step further with the concept of the album, and I'm really kind of curious how you guys came up with what ended up being the finished product of that EP.
Kaz, it's like anything that you put out. It's you go back and listen to it, you know, months later, and you're like, oh, I wish I would have added that. If I did this live, I wish I would have done that. And we didn't want to put 5 songs on a compilation or an album and say, okay, here's our 5 songs. And say, we wanted it to be cohesive. We wanted it to tie together in some way. And after everything was completed and the guys were like, yeah, that's it. It was a completed work at that time. It wasn't just, here's 5 songs. Tell me what you think about these 5 songs. We wanted it to be a cohesive work. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah.
And some of the stuff that, like, we got some influences for, you know, because Rob Zombie puts stuff out in between his tunes, like staticky word stuff, and even in the songs, and like the Beatles and Pink Floyd, they do all the kind of stuff that flows Queens together. So yeah. It's Queens of Stone Age, absolutely, man. So I'm out in California on a fire, man, sitting in my truck, and Chris is like, hey, can you get some recordings of some AM radio? I was like, AM. I was like, okay, cool. So I'm like on my stupid phone, man, just like recording all this stuff.
Yeah,
just like Latin music and just weird things on AM radio and, you know, whatever, and then send it to him. And so a lot of that's intermixed into some of the stuff that goes across on the EP. So that's what you're hearing.
Yeah, I mean, again, it totally blew me away. But as I listened to the EP is like an entire work, it made sense. Now, Chris, did you and again, because you've added Derek in, it's hard to pick out. But did you go back in and re-record some of the vocal tracks, or are those the originals?
Game of Fools, I re-recorded.
Okay,
I re-recorded Game of Fools, and it's very close to the original. But I re-recorded it because I just had more energy. I just felt more electric, you know, amplified when he brought in his guitar part. I'm like, oh, I've got to put more energy behind that. And the, what was it? Old Soul. Old Soul was, you know, one of those songs that it's one of those songs that will never be on commercial radio, but it was a song that had to be in two parts. And if you listen to Old Soul, you'll get it. You know, it's a 5-minute song or close to it, but it had to be that long to get the entire story.
Yeah. Okay, good. You made me feel good that at least my ears aren't failing on me. Because I think it was Game of Fools I was thinking of, because I'm listening to it and I'm going, wait a minute, those vocals are different than what I'm used to hearing. Maybe they went back in.
And that's what happens. I mean, you know, you go in and you record something and months later you're like, oh, I wish I would have done this, or I wish I would have done that. And it's like, hey, wait a minute. You know, we're not so famous or whatever that we can't go back and change this stuff. And it's like, hey, we're going to put our best foot forward and put an EP out. Let's make it the best EP that we can at the current time. And that was a thought process. And then you have to go back and figure out what songs work together that you can put these little pieces that tie these songs together. That when you listen to it from start to finish, you're like, oh, that was pretty cool. It didn't sound like an EP. It was a little, it's like a Pink Floyd album. You know, Pink Floyd had 6 songs on an album, but 45 minutes later, you know, and that's what we wanted to be. It wanted a part of a journey, not necessarily a Pink Floyd album, but we wanted to be cohesive to tie these songs together.
And it worked perfect. It worked absolutely perfectly.
Thank you.
It was the unexpected, and that's what really got my attention was, you know, I went in and honestly thought it was just going to be a compilation of the stuff that you'd done remixed with Derek in, and then the concept hit, and it's like, wow, these guys are thinking outside the box, which is good, but giving it a whole different feel. And, you know, here in a little bit, we're going to talk. Actually, I know what we'll do. Maybe we'll take a little break right now, because we've talked about the past, and now I got a whole bunch of questions about the future of Wicked Tree. And we've been talking about it all night. So I think what I'll do, I'm going to play Game of Fools, the EP cut.
Nice.
With the new vocals that I was able to pick up on.
Oh. Your bell tones are working, huh?
Yeah, you know, something I'm doing, you know, at this point, I'm just surprised I can hear anything at all.
Join the club, man.
Oh, dude. I just don't get it. I don't get how our ears work at this age after what we subjected them to 30 years ago.
Well, between helicopters, Motorhead, and the military, man, I'm wondering the same thing myself, man.
Oh, well, that's all right, because if Townsend can do it, you can do it.
Yeah.
You can
do it. Keith Richards. Keith Richards.
Or, yeah, well, Richards, that's a whole different story right there. All right, so here's what I'm going to do. I play Game of Fools. I've got the boys from Wicked Tree here on the line with me. This is Music Mafia Radio. Here they are. We'll be back in a few. Here's Game of Fools.